Trying to put into words what marching band has given me is like trying to count the grams of salt in the ocean. I mean, the majority of essays that I've done so far I've had to do with band, and if that's not a small sign of how much this program means to me, I'm not sure what else could. Back in July, before band camp even started, I had my first real dosage of what was to come, the end of my high school marching days. I sat in my room for about a half hour, listening to the shows that I'd marched with my band, and the one that was just beginning. As my final week of being part of the Grand Rapids Marching Band starts, I'm finding myself wishing I could go back in time and relive some of the best moments I've had with my band families throughout these past few years. 2010, my sophomore year. Rise of the Machines was the name of the game. I'm not sure if it's the fact that we had a really cool show or just the fact that it was my first band experience. That show opened my eyes to what marching band is and how amazing it feels to take the field somewhere far away, someplace I'd never even heard of. And now, those places are some of my favorite places on earth. The show itself was about the constant struggle between man and machine. It had a bunch of cool little things in it, including a wicked quartet, some giant white swing flags, and the whole band turning on lights that were strapped to their helmets halfway through the closer. When we took 10th and finals at Sioux Falls, I felt the fire in my belly to get back out there and really show the world, or at least the Midwest of the United States, just how much we can rock the house. The Darkest Hour, 2011, let me do that. I was a junior and co-captain of the flag line with my friends Angela and Sydney. Our fans were buzzing with the news that the GRMB was tackling marching classical music. Mozart was our inspiration. The Darkest Hour was also the show that got the marching circuit talking about our guard. We swept up top guard at every competition we took part in. Well, except the first one. I especially remember that day in competition, where we went up by 10 points from the first performance to the second. Our band even got a little bit of worldwide attention for a brief moment when the video of us marching through the sprinklers made its way around Tumblr. I wasn't even a senior yet, and I was crying at the end of that last weekend. And now it's 2012. I am a senior, and we're performing Revolution and Revolutio. They keep calling it different things at our competitions. I couldn't ask for a better show to be leaving from, or a more successful year so far. Our show is about circles and rotations. I mean, it's no story, but when we perform, I feel as though I'm telling my own story to whoever is watching. The show starts with the drum beat. The whole band, my family this year, is all doing the same visual movements. We move right along, keeping up a fast, happy beat. That's how the past 4 years has felt, fast and happy. Ballad starts out sort of dark, but then the flutes come in and the rest of the band follows in their joyful tune. The fourth movement and number five are my favorites. They're complicated drum solos, electric guitar, and the trickiest move we have in our show. Three one-handed singles caught behind our backs, and the band forms a company front. That sure gets the adrenaline going. When we walked off the field at Irondale High School, I can't explain what was going through my head. I knew this was the last time I would be taking the field for the Class AA competition, on the same field we had seen the Blue Stars Drum Corps warming up. The last time I would be performing in the music of the night. The first competition I had ever been part of the color guard that had taken outstanding. Irondale holds so many memories for me, and I'm sure that's true for any member of our band. We walked in front of the packed stands that wouldn't stop cheering for us after we performed, and the tears wouldn't stop rolling down my face. My mom said she had tried to snap a picture, but she was shaking too much to hold the camera still. As they announced the Grand Rapids Marching Band to be the winners of Outstanding Percussion, Outstanding Color Guard, Outstanding Hornline, Outstanding Visual Performance, and First Overall, the tears of joy and sadness didn't stop. I still feel so incredibly proud and honored to be part of this band, and I don't feel ready to be done with it yet. We only have a handful of days left. Only a handful of days to say that yes, for sure, I'm part of a marching unit. The last day I'll be able to say that, we'll be performing in the Metrodome. So let's do this, band. Let's rock this house.